Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Returning once again to that familiar text in 2 Timothy chapter 2, which says in verse 15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." There is helpful and instructive admonition here for every child of God, and there is particular instruction for every preacher, every teacher, every communicator of God's Word. So thank you for joining me on this Friday, January 14, and many, many thanks to those whose financial gifts make it possible for us to maintain our Bible teaching ministry on this station. We saw in verse 14 what preachers must not do. They must not forget the basics, which basically covers what Paul has said to Timothy in this entire epistle up to this point, and they must not allow themselves to become sidetracked by running after things that are novel, unusual, or arguing over unprofitable matters. But what they must do, coming to our text today in verse 15, is number one, zealously seek God's approval above every other consideration, above the approval of men, above pleasing self, seek God's approval. And number two, diligently pursue excellent workmanship. And that's what takes us to the last part of this verse, and in some ways, I suppose, the most important part. A workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, that means to carefully handle the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It's a phrase that literally means cut it straight. And it's the idea of a workman, someone in a garment factory, somebody making tents like the Apostle Paul did, who is doing work that requires cutting cloth, and you can get in a hurry and cut it carelessly, or you can take your time and cut it properly, and it doesn't matter how much pressure is on you for time reasons to get the job done quick, to turn out a higher production. If you don't do it right, it ends up taking more time than it would have to have slowed down and done it right in the first place. We all know that, don't we? We've all experienced that. How many times we've learned that haste makes waste, as the old proverb says. That's a pretty wise proverb. You try to do something too fast, and you'll end up taking more time than if you slowed down and did it right the first time. Now, that doesn't mean that we should never push ourselves. It doesn't mean that we should never try to speed up. It doesn't mean that we should never try to do a good job more quickly. But it does mean that if we make haste our first priority rather than correctness our first priority, we're going to mess things up. That's just the way it is. We're going to mess things up, as we have no doubt done many times in the past, and so we know how this works. Now, here it's talking about handling the Word of God, which is the most important matter of all. If you are a communicator of the Bible, you'd better get it right. You'd better get it right. You'd better cut it straight. You'd better handle it correctly. You'd better take the time to understand what the Bible says and what it means before you purport to tell others what it says and means. We have all heard someone purporting to teach the Word of God who has said things that we knew were absolutely incorrect. Well, let's not you and I be guilty of the same thing. We've all heard it. Let's not do it. There are a lot of people who claim to be teachers of God's Word who are saying things that are contradictory to what others are saying. So, what do? This voice says this, this voice says the opposite. This voice says this means this, this voice says this means the other. This voice says the Bible teaches this, it teaches A. Somebody else comes along and says, no, A is incorrect, what the Bible teaches is B. And we hear these voices all the time. And it causes some people to throw up their hands in frustration and conclude that it's impossible for anybody to know what the Bible truly says. Well, that's the wrong conclusion. But the fact of the matter is, there are a lot of people who are teaching the Word of God who have not learned to cut it straight. They are parroting what they've heard. They are teaching what they think it ought to say. They are teaching what they believe is reasonable. They are teaching what they think God should have said, but they are not teaching what God actually said. Cut it straight. Get it right. A worker that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To get it right, to cut it straight, is going to take time. There needs to be a lot of preparation time before someone steps behind the pulpit or steps behind the lectern, the teaching lectern, or any place else endeavors to communicate the Word of God. It takes quite a bit of time to prepare, primarily so that the teacher or preacher will be sure that he understands what he says before he stands up to speak. We've all known some preachers who seem to take the attitude, I just stand up, and when I stand up, then God tells me what to say. That's when I open my mouth, and because I'm filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, then God will fill me with His Spirit at that time, and at that time, I will know what to say, and whatever I say, off the cuff, spur of the moment, first thing that comes to my mind, that's going to be truth because I'm being led by the Spirit. Those who take that position generally speak error. They generally speak foolishness. You've got to work hard. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker, this takes work, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does it take to cut it straight? Well, you've got to study. It's very helpful if you can learn the original languages in which the Bible was written. If you haven't had that opportunity, thank God, there are many books available today that are competent to tell you what the original language says and means. There are books that are certifiably accurate, that are highly recommended, that are easy to read. I think of Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, and now there's an Old Testament one and so forth. And all kinds of helps. The Strong's Concordance is a big help in this area. And there are a lot of other books. I mean, there are, I couldn't begin to name them all, the books that are very helpful in making sure that you understand what the underlying word is that underlines that word that you see in your English Bible. Because translation is not an exact science. And sometimes the English word is misleading, or it may not be misleading if you understand what nuance of that English word the original word has in mind, but because you don't, you attach a different nuance to the English word than what the original word intended. As we know, English words can have a number of different meanings. So you've got a word on a page. Okay, which meaning is the correct one? Which of these various definitions is the one that the inspired writer of that word in Greek or Hebrew intended? There's only one way to find out, and that is either study and know the original languages well enough yourself that you can look and see, or take the time to investigate those tools, those books that will enable you to know and understand what it means. So you've got to know something about the languages, whether you've ever studied them or not. You're going to have to take the time to learn something about them. You need to study every text in its context. That is so vitally important. Most of the cults prove their error by taking verses out of context. They snatch a verse out of its setting and apply meanings to it that are obviously incorrect if you would just go back and read the verses that precede it and read the verses that follow it and look at that text in its context, and you would realize it does not mean what they are saying that it means. But they found a verse that is capable of being twisted like a pretzel if they lift it out of its context and just twirl it around a little bit and convince you that it means something that it doesn't mean, it never meant, it wasn't intended to mean, and that would be obvious if you would look at it in the context. So know something about the original languages, study the context, become familiar with the setting of the text that you are getting ready to teach, whether you're teaching a verse, a chapter, whatever it is you're doing. Make note of things like, to whom is this portion of God's word addressed? Is it addressed to Israel? Is it addressed to the church? Is it addressed to Jews? Is it addressed to Gentiles? Is it addressed to the lost? Is it addressed to believers? That's important. Not only to whom is it addressed, but where are these people living? What is the setting? What is the climate? What is the geography? What is the culture? Because there are a lot of subtle things that come out of the text that are linked to the geography and culture of the people that were originally addressed. And it's helpful to know something about those customs. The marriage customs, the clothing customs, the transportation customs, and so forth and so on. Now, all of this, of course, takes time. To cut it straight takes time. To cut it straight requires commitment to the time and study that you've got to give it to get it right. It takes a certain amount of mental energy and study. If you didn't study in school, then you're going to have to double down extra hard to be a good teacher of God's word, because you can't be a good teacher if you're not a good student. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Cut it straight. Get it right. Preach it as God originally gave it. Tell people what God said, and don't give them misconceptions. Don't feed them error. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.